Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Much of the nation gripped by an Arctic blast that's bringing sub-zero temperatures and wind chills across well over a dozen U.S. states, including Iowa, where much-anticipated Republican presidential caucuses are happening today and could be significantly affected. Former President Trump way ahead in recent polling, followed by Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis. USA's Laura Winters.
All of the Republican candidates busy campaigning despite the weather.
This is an unbelievable amount of snow, but we are going to continue to try and touch as many people as we can.
That is Nikki Haley campaigning in Iowa. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis also shaking lots of hands in the state with his wife by his side.
We have a lot of people that we have signed up to commit to for us over many months. I think they're motivated, they're passionate, and they're going to show up. What about the broader electorate? I just don't know, but I'm confident our people are going to come out strong.
The frigid weather already having a significant impact on air travel as well. According to the website FlightAware, there have been over 1,400 flight cancellations and over 300 flight delays within, into, or out of the U.S. so far today. The latest update from the CDC says seasonal flu and COVID activity continues to be elevated in most parts of the U.S. The CDC estimates there have been at least 14 million flu-related illnesses, 150,000 hospitalizations, and 9,400 deaths so far in the current flu season. A dispute pitting state versus federal government in Texas as state officers at the clogged border crossings in Eagle Pass are blocking federal Border Patrol agents from rendering life-saving or other medical aid to illegal border crossers. A recent tragedy near Eagle Pass involved immigrants drowning in the Rio Grande River and Texas agents preventing Border Patrol from helping them. This is USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Before Republicans in Iowa gather for a frigid caucus day to select their favorite presidential candidate, they will not be gleaning anything about it from Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst. She says she is still not going to publicly endorse any of the candidates.
I've made up my decision on who I will caucus for. It is a private ballot.
Ernst speaking on NBC's Meet the Press Sunday. At the same time, fellow Republican and former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan told CNN's State of the Union Sunday, more recent polling makes Nikki Haley his favorite for the GOP.
She's 17 points ahead of Joe Biden, and it's a toss-up with Trump and Biden, and DeSantis is losing.
At the same time, Florida Senator and former GOP White House hopeful Marco Rubio says he's throwing his endorsement behind Trump. Trump continues to hold a wide lead in all Republican primary voter polls. Authorities in Idaho have located and recovered the body of a man who was caught in an avalanche while backcountry skiing with two others. It happened near Stevens Peak, close to the Montana border. The two surviving men found after authorities received a GPS alert of a potential fatality in the avalanche. An FBI testimony says investigators entering a Colorado funeral home, where nearly 200 abandoned bodies were discovered, encountered disturbing disturbing conditions. Prosecutors also revealed text message exchanged between the funeral home's owners indicating financial pressures and concerns about being caught mishandling the bodies. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop me.
Well, happy Monday to you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, it is Martin Luther King's birthday today. It's also Martin Luther King Day. As mandated, as a result of a law that was, passed years ago. And we've got, Bill Federer with us from the American Minute, to break it all down, remind us of all this great, rich history that we continue to enjoy in this great country of ours, regardless of how the Marxists and the communists would like to, stifle it out. We're still going to continue in spite of this, of this pushback. We will continue to resist and hold on to the valuable and rich history of this great country of ours. Hey, Bill Federer, how you doing, buddy? Good to be talking to you.
Hey, Bill, great to be with you.
Well, a good day today. Kind of everything's aligning perfectly. It happens to be Martin Luther King's birthday, his official birthday day. And, of course, it's Martin Luther King Day as well.
Yeah, so it was Ronald Reagan, a Republican, who signed the bill to make the third Monday in January Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. Day in the 1983. And so people forget Lincoln, Republican, freed the slaves. It was Ulysses S. Grant, a Republican, that sent the federal troops into the Democrat South to stop them from pushing through their Jim Crow laws and black codes and the KKK. And so in 1871, the Department of Justice, started by Ulysses S. Grant, and Congress passed the anti-KKK law. It's called the Ku Klux Klan Act, and it was specifically designed to stop the Democrats in the South from lynchings. It's interesting, Tuskegee Institute did a research, and they found out there were over 4,400 documented lynchings. There were a lot more than that, but those were documented. 1,200 of those were white Republicans down in the South registering the freed blacks to vote. The Democrats called the Republicans radicals or extremists. Sort of sounds familiar.
Gosh, and, Bill, I think you're one of the few that ever reported on white lynchings.
Yeah,
no, seriously, because we've never heard about white lynchings before during this era. But it definitely makes sense, and it helps bring back into focus who and what the real problem was here. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's over 13,000 pages of firsthand testimony before Congress when they had hearings on when they were passing the Ku Klux Klan Act.
Mm-hmm.
And the Democrats, the vigilante groups, would go into people's houses and drag them out and beat them. But then they would find these white Republicans down there registering the freed blacks to vote, and they would lynch him. And then you had Woodrow Wilson was a Democrat, and he segregated the federal offices, segregated the military, and even showed a KKK film in the White House. And then you had Teddy Roosevelt, and he was the Republican. He invited the first black man to have dinner in the White House as an honored guest. It was Booker T. Washington. And Booker T. Washington said he grew up on a slave plantation in the South, and he remembers his mom praying for Lincoln and praying that his army be successful. And and then when she said, some man came into our plantation and pulled out a piece of paper and read it, and I didn't know what it said, but everyone started crying. And he said, my mom said, this was what we were praying for all these years.
Wow. Well,
then you had
Bill. What was that? Hang on just a second. What was that like? I mean, you know, here Booker T. Washington is the first black man to you know, have dinner at the White House with Teddy Roosevelt. What kind of hysteria did that create?
The Southern Democrats hated it. The Memphis Scimitar magazine said that Roosevelt ought to resign. It says one thing having dinner with a porter in a railroad car, but he said in the White House, she's defiled the White House. And so the Democrats began to push back, and they had when Reconstruction ended, and that's when they pulled the federal troops out of the South, the blacks that had gotten elected all get kicked out. And then they, but it was Woodrow Wilson, after segregating it, the military, you had Eisenhower. And he integrated the military. And he had them all, you know, dorming together and fighting together and winning World War II together. And so Eisenhower has landslide voting from blacks when he gets elected. And he's Republican. And so, and then you have Democrat Governor George Wallace, and he stands in front of the school, and he says, segregation now, segregation forever. And you had the Republicans resisting that. It's interesting, Martin Luther King Jr. was a Republican. In his I Have a Dream speech, he actually says that he condemns George Wallace. And he says, even in the state of Alabama, with its governor's lips dripping with racism, even there, I have a dream that someday the sons of slave owners will be friends with the sons of slaves, and we'll walk hand in hand. And but one of the things that I think people overlook is that Martin Luther King Jr. was a reverend. He was a Baptist minister, just like his dad was a Baptist minister of the Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta. And his brother, Reverend A.D. King, was a Baptist minister. King attended Booker T. Washington High School. And Booker T. Washington was a slave, and he... after the Civil War, he and his mom, he never met his dad, but then his mom had another husband, and he had left, went to go to West Virginia. So he and his mom go to West Virginia, meet up with his stepdad, and then they work. He has to work three jobs. The dad says that he couldn't afford for him to go to school. It was, you know, and so Booker T. worked a job in the morning, went to school, worked a job in the afternoon, worked a job in the evening. But then he goes to this Hampton Institute in Virginia, graduates, and then they're starting, you have Republican generals. These are generals in the Union Army who are Republican, and they start Freedmen's colleges for the freed slaves, the freemen, the freed slaves. And one of them, Samuel Chapman Armstrong, he starts Hampton Institute. His dad was a missionary in Hawaii, and he grew up in Hawaii. Anyway, after Booker T. graduates, they're wanting to start a freeman's college, a historical black college in Alabama. And they're, you know, wanting to get a white guy to do it. And Samuel Chapman Armstrong says, what about Booker T.? And so he becomes the first black man that's the president of the university. And he bills Tuskegee, and he goes and meets with Andrew Carnegie, who gives money. And he meets with Henry, John D. Rockefeller, who gives money. and he meets with President McKinley. He talks President McKinley into coming down there.
And hey, Bill, we're running out of time on this segment, so we'll pick it up on the other side as he continues to recount some incredible history here. More from Bill Fetter right after this.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
American Minute creator, as we remember some rich history here and putting things in proper perspective, you know, this is the thing that amazes me, Bill Fetter, is that as you remind us of this history of ours, you know, I think if you were to take a poll of black Americans and ask them if Martin Luther King was a Republican or Democrat, I bet you a majority would tell you that he's a Democrat. Didn't even realize that he was a Republican. And they probably didn't even realize that, you know, the difference with Martin Luther King and Black Lives Matter, and Martin Luther King had to come onto the scene at the time that he did. I think that if Martin Luther King was around today, he'd have been, he'd been marginalized and like everything else, canceled, because he was interested into the higher calling, you know, as given by God to mankind. He wasn't looking at a deconstructing agent. He was more a reform agent. And of course, his principles were were scripturally based. And it's amazing how his truth is reiterated and continued to pass on by people that don't even really understand the basis and the heart of Martin Luther King Jr., do they?
No. By the way, Democrat governor of Alabama was George Wallace. And in 1963, he blocked the entrance to the University of Alabama to black students. And he said, segregation now, segregation tomorrow, segregation forever. He was a Democrat. And so in August of 1963, Reverend Martin Luther King gives his I Have a Dream speech. And he says, I have a dream that one day down in Alabama, with its vicious racist and its governor having his lips dripping with words of interposition and nullification, one day right there in Georgia, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. So in his very famous I Have a Dream speech, he's condemning a Democrat governor, George Wallace. Right. So the longest serving Democrat senator was Robert Byrd, and he was a KKK member. And then the saying is you had to be in the Klan to advance in the Democrat Party. Mm-hmm. And so Hillary Clinton said that Robert Byrd was her mentor,
right,
and so forth. Al Gore Sr. was a Democrat senator, and he filibustered for 71 days a civil rights bill that the Republicans were putting forward. And you had the Democrat Senator Richard Russell said, we resist to the bitter end any measure and any movement which would have the tendency to bring about social equality and intermingling an amalgamation of the races in our state. Democrat Senator Thurman said the so-called civil rights proposal is reminiscent of Reconstruction and the actions of the radical Republican Congress. And so Robert Byrd filibustered the civil rights bill for 14 hours and 13 minutes. And then Lyndon Johnson realized that with the invention of television and the Democrat Commissioner Bull Connor in Birmingham and the hosing of black people down on the streets and sicking dogs on them, that didn't make the Democrat Party look good. And so he did a big switch from intimidation to entitlement. That's called the big switch. Instead of intimidating the minorities, like they had since the Civil War, he invented the welfare state, and it's called the Great Society Welfare State. And Lyndon Johnson introduced this idea that you get as many of them as possible to sign up for welfare, and you'll get their vote.
Right.
So that's the big switch, and started this welfare program. And they almost liked it when the black families they had a lower divorce rate than whites. I mean, even exactly. Through all of the struggles they went through, their families were strong. Mm-hmm. But after the welfare state comes along, they get more money if the father's not around, and then it causes this generational dependency, and then voting for the party that gives the free money. But back to Martin Luther King.
Remind everybody, though, Bill, of the percentage of what we're talking about here, and because today that is the mantra that all leaders are realizing, that fatherlessness is the, it's just been a crippler of the next following generations, and blacks, particularly minorities, have been pulverized by this idea that basically it found a new way to put them on a, in a sense, kind of a modern form of plantation brought to you by the Democrats and Lyndon Baines Johnson, because it wasn't really designed to help the people. It was about securing votes and securing power for the Democratic Party.
Right. And so Lyndon Johnson and Teddy Kennedy pushed through the immigration reform. So prior to 1965, most immigrants came from Europe, and they had a social stigma of receiving a handout. It was considered a moral failure to let all your neighbors know that you were dependent on the government. And so, but they found out that immigrants from real poor third world countries did not have that stigma. They'd come across, they'd sign up, they'd get the handouts, and then they had this tendency of voting for the people that gives them the free money. I mean, think of it. If you were getting $1,000 in the mail every week from someone you did not know, week after week, month after month, year, and you know, $1,000, would you wake up one day and ask yourself, who is it that's sending me this $1,000 every week? I'm going to find out who they are and vote them out of office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would anybody do that? I mean, I'd be like, well, I got my kid's got a couple more bills to pay. It's like, once you get people to receive free money from you, you can pretty well count on their vote.
Exactly.
And, anyway, but back to Martin Luther King Jr., he was a minister and he went to Morehouse College. Now, who was Morehouse? Reverend William Jefferson Morehouse was a Baptist minister. He had Harmony Baptist Church. And then, so then Martin Luther King Jr. goes to a seminary, Crozier Theological Seminary in Pennsylvania. And while he's there, he attends Calvary Baptist Church. And then he comes back and he's the pastor of Dexter Avenue Baptist Church in Montgomery. And then in 1960, he becomes co-pastor with his dad of the Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta. And, the people on the left want to ignore the fact that he was a Baptist pastor. I was in Atlanta. Go through the airport. One of the busiest airports in the world. They have a display up with Martin Luther King Jr. They have all the pictures. Nothing about him being a Baptist minister. It's like they sort of want to hide that. And he supported Israel. Reverend King said, I see Israel as one of the great outposts of democracy in the world. Marvelous example of what can be done, how the desert can be transformed into an oasis, a brother of democracy. Peace for Israel means security, and that security must be a reality. King said, I solemnly pledge to do my utmost to uphold the fair name of the Jews. He wins the Nobel Peace Prize, and he said, profound in his address, in his recognition, his award acceptance speech, 1964, he says, profound recognition that nonviolence is the answer to the crucial political and moral question of our time, the need for man to overcome oppression and violence without resorting to oppression and violence. And so he would not have been in favor of Black Lives Matter, smashing windows of the innocent store owners and so forth. Mm-hmm. And then he drew.
We got about a minute. We got about a minute and a half left here, Bill. So I'll let you wrap this and summarize it up. Go ahead.
Yeah, but we do remember him for vocalizing that all men should be judged by the content of their character and not by the color of their skin. This is different than DEI, diversity, yes, equity, inclusion, which says you judge people by the color of their skin, and you, which is anti-biblical. Jesus, the gospel is that everybody, once they're in Christ, we're all one. You don't keep judging people. Are they Greeks or whatever? And then in Ezekiel, it says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. You don't make a child pay for the father's sins. Mm-hmm. And so, but, so we remember Martin Luther King Jr., a Baptist pastor, and it was, Ronald Reagan that, decided that the third Monday in January would be the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And Billy Graham, was the one who invited King to speak at one of his crusades. Mm-hmm. And Martin Luther King Jr. said that had it not been for the ministry of my good friend, Dr. Billy Graham, my work in the civil rights movement would not have been as successful as it has been.
Unbelievable. And, we got to leave it there. He's the American Minute creator, Bill Federer. Thank you, Bill.
Imagine it's the final game of the season, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C are making a comeback. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
USA News Update. One U.S. lawmaker is taking action and hopes others in Congress will agree on a call for the U.S. State Department to look into whether Israel's attacks in Gaza violate the law.
It says that if American military assistance is given to any country, it has got to be used consistent with international human rights standards and American law.
Senator Bernie Sanders announced on CNN State of the Union Sunday his intention to seek a resolution in Congress. It's been 100 days since the war began in Gaza. The percentage of Americans who smoke has continually declined since the release of a landmark report on health and smoking from the U.S. Surgeon General back in 1964. The rate of smoking among U.S. adults dropped from around 42% in 1965 to an all-time low of 11.5% in 2021. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hey, back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. This Saturday is going to be the March for Life. Just a focus and a time coming together where it is, which really, you know, kind of ignites the sanctity of Human Life Month. And recent findings, by the way, from the Worldometer found that over 44, this number is just mind-blowing, 44.6 million abortions were performed in 2023 worldwide. 44.6 million abortions. The question I have, though, is does it include the chemical abortions? Because that seems to be eliminated in some of the counts that we talk about. You know, we often refer to the number here in the United States of America since Roe v. Wade of 60 million. That number seems to be a bit static. But it's clearly been you know, proven that we're missing about 40% of the number in chemical abortions. But so my question is, but regardless, 44.6 million abortions performed in 2023 worldwide. Ryan Bomberger is joining us. He's the Emmy Award-winning creative professional who founded the Radiance Foundation. He shares his story and why life matters so much to him. Ryan, welcome back. Good to be talking to you. How are you, buddy?
Hey, it's great to be with you. Happy New Year.
Yes.
Glad to be alive for so many reasons.
Yeah. Really, I mean, you know, considering the options that you were faced with, and of course, you landed your story is quite renowned now and heard, which is, you know, important to hear it again, Ryan, you know, how it all started for you.
Absolutely. I had a courageous birth mother who tragically went through a horrific experience. She experienced the violence of rape. And I am so eternally grateful that even though she was a victim of that violence, she did not make me a victim of the violence of abortion. Mm-hmm. And so not only did she give me life, she gave me the incredible gift of adoption. So I grew up in a tiny family of 15. We have six brothers.
Just a tiny family.
Just a small American family. And, you know, grew up loved. I was adopted and loved. And so, you know, there are 13 kids in our family. 10 of us were adopted. I was the first one, and so obviously it went well, and every year, new flavor, new color added to the family.
Yeah, exactly.
That's my experience. So, you know, having been, you know, spared from the violence of abortion, having been loved by my parents, and now married to my best friend, the love of my life, Bethany Bomberger, we have four kiddos, and two of my kids were also adopted. So adoption saved my life and many of my siblings' lives, and it continues on as a legacy in my family.
Yeah. How cool is that? I mean, and look at here. You were the first to be adopted. See, if you'd have messed the program up, what would you have done? I mean, you know, what would have happened to all the other kids behind you, right?
We would have eaten more. We would have had to eat so fast for seconds. I'm joking. But I was a handful. I will say that. So for any parent who's out there who has a strong-willed child, just hold on for like 25 or 30 years. And that strong-willed stuff will turn into something good.
Yeah, it really, it draws you near to God. It really does. You
know? Yes, it does.
So that's the benefit of it all, you know, that you will be drawn near to God. I loved it before when you told your story, and I've been trying to remember this when I try to relate your story, how you talked about the kids that were born naturally in the family and those were adopted. And you have a phrase and how you characterize that. Am I making sense here to you to help you remember exactly what you said to me?
Well, yes, my parents had three kiddos first, and I referred to them as the homemade ones.
So, yes, homemade, that's it.
And the rest of us, I guess, I don't know. I try to figure out different ways of describing it, but the rest of us were imported. And so it worked out well. And you look at our family, and people would always think, oh, there's a youth group walking by. No, it's just our family. We're white, black, mixed, American, Vietnamese, able, disabled. It was just a beautiful collection of lives that God knew were going to be loved like crazy by Henry and Andrea Bomberger. And so I'm so grateful to my mom and dad.
Well, what a foundation, like you say, you know, for love there in that diverse family. I mean, you talk about diversity. Wow.
Yeah.
Right?
I know a little bit about it.
Yeah, you think? But go ahead.
I was going to say, well, diversity gets such a twisted sort of meaning today, but I know what it means to grow up in diversity. But I also know the importance of unity, which is far more crucial than diversity, and is that unity. And thankfully, the unity my parents had with Christ is what really directed their steps. And that's far more important than what our world sees, which is often a very superficial diversity.
Ryan, what was that like for the kids? I mean, here you got, you know, you've got a family of 15, right? Three, as you say, homemade, the rest imported, and all these diverse ideas and the parents. I mean, what an incredible heart and capacity of love and patience that they must have had, and probably even questioning their own sanity from time to time.
Yeah, I hope that. definitely was not, I mean, they didn't set out to go on some sort of crusade. They simply just wanted to love those that you know, the world had discarded. The passion for adoption began in my mom, who grew up in a home with an alcoholic father. And so for 1 year's time, while her parents were separating, she was placed in a children's home, an orphanage. And that's where a five-year-old got the heart for adoption. And she met the most amazing man I've ever known, my dad, and he shared the same heart. And so it wasn't easy. I mean, we all came from very different backgrounds. Talk about diversity, the diversity of experiences, some from really horrific, violent backgrounds. But it was amazing to see how love transformed all of us. And just that household. Everyone loved coming to our house, even the neighbors. So there were usually about 25 kids on our property. We grew up on a farm.
Wow.
It was, people thought it would be total chaos, but it really was a blessed home with parents who had a lot of patience and a lot of faith in God that he would help transform some of our broken narratives. And he did. I mean, there was so much breakthrough. I need to write a book about it. Actually, I am writing a book about it. So one day.
Yeah. Ryan, I got to imagine that the boundaries within the family, you know, when you've got even, you know, neighbors, kids coming over, they had to know or sense that there was a way of conduct that allowed you to stay on the farm. If not, you're not going to be comfortable there. And that's not to say that, you know, it was mean-spirited. It was just saying, hey, this is what works for the Bomberger family. And you could kind of sense when you came together, you got along, you enjoyed each other, you had fun, you got to be a kid, which isn't to say that it wasn't without conflict, because we're humanoids, and you probably had some, but they probably weren't, you know, the kind of thing where somebody pulled out a gun or something.
Well, definitely not. We would pull out large weeds from our garden and start whacking the sibling to our side. There were a lot of fights, and it was kind of like not one-on-one fights. They were typically kind of like tag team fights. Usually I was on the losing end of that. There would be more siblings against me than were on my side. But there was plenty of that, but there was also a lot of, I mean, there was a lot of unity, and that really is because of the faith of my parents. And the neighbor kids, everyone loved coming to the Bomberger household because they would be loved by my parents. There was a lot of fun. There was a lot of freedom. And I just can't imagine growing up in any other situation. But they also saw, hey, look, they obviously knew we were adopted because we didn't exactly look like our parents.
Exactly.
They knew something was special there. And I love to say that there are a number of people in our community who were inspired to adopt because of the Bomberger family. And through Facebook and other social media platforms, oh my word, your family inspired me. And then they should send me pictures of their adoptive family. And I love it. I love how God just works through our weaknesses to just bring breakthrough for all kinds of people.
We've got about 45 seconds left here in this segment, and we'll pick it up on the other side. You know, some people, you know, hear the term loving, you know, loving your neighbor. And it just seemed to flow so naturally out of your mother and father. And, you know, can you touch on that? Or maybe we need to touch on that on the other side, because sometimes I think we make love too complicated.
I think we do. I mean, love is really just giving up your life. And for my mom, who experienced such brokenness, it was easy for her to love. It was easy for my dad to love, because he was a man who loved Jesus, both of them. And that changes everything.
Yeah, without a doubt. We're talking with Ryan Bomberger. He's the Emmy Award-winning creative professional who founded the Radiance Foundation. We'll continue on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We're talking with Ryan Bomberger, the Emmy Award-winning creative professional who founded the Radiance Foundation, sharing his story and why life matters so much for him, Sanctity of Human Life, month, and also we've got the March for Life happening this Saturday, Ryan, right?
It's this Friday in D.C.
Okay, why was I thinking Saturday? Forgive me. Yeah, this Friday, okay.
And so, yes, lots of people. I don't know how many because of the Arctic blast that's been moving across the
United States. Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, pro-lifers are hardy people. We don't do things just because the weather's nice.
That's right.
We endure a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Well, look, if they can get out and vote in Iowa where the temperatures are, you know, talk about very cold and everything else, and you say the Arctic blast, we can get people to come up and stand for life here, especially with that big number. I mean, this blows me away worldwide, Ryan. 44.6 million abortions in 2023 worldwide. Oftentimes we talk about, you know, what's happening here in America. But again, America is such an example, and it is, you know, as John Winthrop had prayed that we would be a shining light, but a shining light for good, not for evil.
Right. And when you look at those numbers, 44.6 million is hard to even grasp. But yet, when you look at these causes of death, which causes of death are celebrated? Here in the United States, the left celebrates. There's only one cause of death that's celebrated and elevated, and that's abortion. I mean, it's the most lethal killer, but pro-abortion legislators and activists, as we have seen throughout since, you know, the Dobbs decision, they can't seem to get enough of abortion. And that's evidenced by their radical efforts to they codify limitless taxpayer-funded abortion and their relentless protection of Planned Parenthood and a multi-billion dollar industry. So here in the United States, I mean, you've got heart disease, cancer, you know, in the last reported year, there are about 700,000 deaths from heart disease, about 602,000 deaths from cancer. COVID in 2020, this is the last year that we have both abortion stats and CDC death data. COVID deaths, 350,000. Doesn't even touch the 930,160 abortions in the United States. But somehow you've got a Biden administration that is going to the most ridiculous extremes to ensure that the violence of abortion is more accessible than ever. And so our fight is, I mean, it's a state-by-state fight, which is sad. I wish it were not a state-by-state fight. I mean, the Supreme Court wiped out every state law preventing and prohibiting abortion. Dobbs' decision should have done the same. Life should not be a state-by-state issue. It is the first and most fundamental human right.
Well, you know, Ryan, maybe some of this, you know, with the idea that we have 50 experimental centers, you know, as it's been said, with 50 different states, you know, my prayer to God is that there would be such a designation, such a clear definition of the states that promote life versus those that promote death. I mean, we saw what happened in Ohio. I mean, multiple millions of dollars, you know, captured that state to do something that seemingly was out of character. You'd never think in a million years that they would approve such a drastic abortion bill. And this is in the face, and then this to me it just seems so incongruous, because you have women saying, it's my body, my choice, okay, but why do you, if it is your body and your choice, why is it my money then?
It's my body, my money, or their body, our money.
Yeah,
well. It's a great slogan, but it's meaningless. It's meaningless scientifically, of course, because it's not your body. You're not aborting yourself. You're aborting another human being. I think the bigger, not the bigger issue, but another issue that is so disturbing to me, like Ohio, I think illustrates the problem of how easy it is to change a constitution. So if you remember, the first issue one in Ohio last summer was to raise the threshold to 60% in order to change their constitution, and that did not pass. People said, we have to protect democracy. You can't raise it to 60%. But keep in mind, Congress requires 67% of the vote to change the amendment, and then 75% of states. So two-thirds of Congress has to pass an amendment, and three-quarters of states have to ratify a change. Is that a threat to democracy? Of course not.
Yes.
So here we have Ohio that was clearly a pro-life state and all kinds of misinformation, heavily, heavily funded, and the loss is devastating. My friends and colleagues in Ohio, just like Michigan with their Prop 3, just devastated by how easy it is for these pro-abortion forces to bring a culture of death and have it enshrined as some kind of constitutional right.
But like you say, that is the only form of death that happens in our country that is celebrated. I mean, how bizarre. I mean, you know, if we do not take a moral assessment. And this is something that has to be done on an individual level. And it starts with repentance. I know often people are, you know, praying for revival, but we need to first repent. We need to understand, you know, the importance of life. You know, just as you share your own personal story, you know, with your family, is that, you know, your mom and dad understood and embraced solidly the idea that we're all made in the image of God. And, you know, when you really understand that idea, you know, that God put forth, boy, if that doesn't help you realize that you're on hallowed ground. And as C.S. Lewis said, you know, I've never met a mere mortal. I mean, think about that. To me, that's just so profound.
We've lost that sense, even in the church, of understanding, you know, the Imago Dei, that we are made in the image of God. And what does that actually mean? How does that translate? And you have many people who pursue these social justice efforts once somebody is born. But the most important effort is before they're born, because none of the other things afterward matter, because you don't have to educate a dead child. You don't have to provide food for a dead child. These are the things that the church should be moved to an outrage, to a compassion simultaneously. And that's why I love the fact that we have these, you know, 3,000 plus pregnancy centers across the country, but they shouldn't be on the front lines by themselves.
Exactly.
The church is saying, we're destroying the image of God. This isn't okay. Let's come beside these mothers. Let's journey with them. Let's provide for them. Let's help prevent these situations from happening in the first place as we talk to our young people about the value of sex within the framework of marriage. I mean, there are so many things the church should be doing to protect the image of God, and it's failing in large part. And I'm non-denominational evangelical Christian. I thank God for my Catholic brothers and sisters, but I'm really upset about the absence of many evangelical churches on this issue. There wouldn't even be a pro-life movement if it weren't for my amazing brothers and sisters in the Catholic Church.
Yeah, it is disheartening. But, you know, the part of the problem is that, you know, pastors and even priests hesitate to talk about this, because probably a third of their congregation every Sunday and every mass or every meeting has been involved with an abortion. And they don't know how to address it, Ryan. That's the sad thing. Go ahead.
Right. Oh, I'm so sorry. They don't. And the thing is, there are broken hearts and broken souls that are crying out for just restoration, and they just need to hear that word. But you can't bring someone to restoration if you're not offering the restorer. And that's why the fear of not addressing these things. There are post-abortion ministries for both women and men. It's amazing what happens when someone says, you know what, let's talk about this. And it's like this floodgate sort of thing that happens. There's an invitation to healing and wholeness.
Mm-hmm.
We can't fear talking about what the world is cheering.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like what happened in Jesus' time, right? The word got out, people were healed, and what happened? People were attracted to Jesus. And and the thing is churches are so fearful, they believe that the gospel of Christ somehow is going to repel people and reject them. But it actually draws people. But, you know, fear stops them, putting out and courageously giving the people there in their congregation what they're in need of, as you say.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, this is what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be strong. We're supposed to be courageous. We're supposed to do everything with love, out of 1 Corinthians. When we act like that, we will draw people to us. But the reality is, we have the cure. We have the hope for a world that is so broken. And for us to be silent is to be complicit in that continued destruction. And so we have many opportunities. In fact, you know, you mentioned the March for Life is Friday, but it's not just the March for Life. It's every day of the week.
Exactly.
We have an opportunity to speak life and speak hope into somebody else. And it's what my wife, Bethany, and I love doing through the Radiance Foundation. It's why we create stuff. Like, if people go to radiance.life, you'll see a lot of the videos, graphics, articles, fact sheets, so that we can equip people to know how to talk about these things, to be able to begin conversations. But our silence is exactly what the devil wants.
I mean, without a doubt.
To political parties. It's not just people. It's not, you know, we're fighting principalities. But it's what the devil wants. He wants our silence.
Well, Ryan, we got a minute left here on the issue of rape. You were conceived with a violent act of rape. Your mother made a choice for life. Do we have any numbers of survivors like yourself who were born of rape? Is there any number, anything that we can talk about there to bring some bring some awareness? Because at this point right now, that's one of the exceptions, right?
It is one of the exceptions. In some states, they don't allow that exception because we have to remember that the pro-abortion side will exploit any tragedy in order to push abortion. But we know that less than 1% of abortions are due to the violence of rape. But we need to understand that that woman and that child are victims, and we don't want to further victimize them with violence. If you go to radiance.life/whataboutrape, I talk about some of those numbers and also just try to educate people about the reality of the support that is out there.
Exactly.
Our response to violence should be compassion every time. We can do better as a society. We certainly need to do better as Christians.
Ryan Bomberger, thank you, sir.
Power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity? This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.